Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I'm still
I'd like to welcome y'all to this new year. I hope everybody's feeling happy. Hi, Hatter.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, okay. I'm okay. Friday night with you.
Good. Yeah, right on. We'll have some fun tonight. I invited some new people. I don't know how many are going to show up, but I already got at least one SoundCloud out of them, so it'll be fun. I wanted to express my deepest Happy New Year to everyone. We're going to have some fun tonight on Liquid Damage Crazy Lounge. I got some new jokes and maybe some old jokes. So what did you do for New Year's, Hatter?
I had my show.
Oh, that's right. Saturday.
Yeah,
cool.
It actually my night. The show was over at 10 my time or 11 my time. So it was an hour before actual New Year's in California.
Right, everybody is going crazy.
Well, just different times. You know,
yeah.
The I was on the Deb had hers, and then Sweet P had hers on that live in Colorado. California
is that
last.
Where she's at, Colorado?
Yeah, she's in Denver. Somewhere around Denver.
Right on. Pretty place.
Yeah, Mile High.
Very pretty. Yeah. Yeah. It's beautiful there. But, so anywho's, let's get the show on the road. I have a joke. What type of nails do carpenters hate to hammer?
Hate to hammer? Fingernails.
Yeah. Very good. You win. You win the prize.
I know.
See if you know this one. How do you get rid of butterflies in your stomach?
Let them out.
Stop eating caterpillars.
Oh. Oh, yeah,
I love
yeah.
that joke. That's a good old-time joke.
Well, you know how you get out of an inside of an elephant?
How?
You run around and around and around till you get pooped out.
Oh, very cute. Very cute. Why can't a Tyrannosaurus clap?
Tyrannosaurus, why can't he clap? Don't know.
He's extinct.
Well, when you see a flock of geese, we're up high in the sky, and one line's always longer than the other. You know why?
Why is that?
There's more geese in that line.
Oh, very cute. I always heard that it was because that if one geese falls out because he's ill or something, that goose would fly down and stay with him until he got better. That's just what I've heard.
I don't think that's it. They will change.
Yeah. Sounds good, though.
They will change who's in the front to be aerodynamic because they have the most drag. But, yeah, you can have the same amount in each line. It's just how they formed
right.
in the sky. They're being aerodynamic is what they're doing, you know, just like fighter planes formation and bombers.
Right, right, right.
I have to go choose a poem. So do you follow football, baseball, basketball, anything like that?
A little bit, not a lot this year. Why?
Yeah,
what's going on?
Oh, nothing. Just wondering if you're a sports fan, and which one?
Oh,
it could say a lot.
Yeah, I
do
have my favorite team. I'm a big Niner fan, and I like the Raiders. And I'm a Dodger fan. Blue Dodger fan. I like the Giants, however. And
I used to stop people on the street and ask if that's Dodger blue. I'm a Giants fan, and it's my job to not like the Dodgers. I don't hate the Dodgers.
It's your job. Well, I like them both.
I went to school with Dusty Baker.
Really?
First he was a Dodger. Then he was a Giant. Then he ended up coaching.
I knew somebody that said he was Dusty Baker from the Dodgers. I don't know if I actually believed him. Huh. Maybe it was him.
He just won the World Series. He just won the World Series again with the Astros. He went down and managed the Astros and took them to the series and won. So he won with four different teams. He's won the series with four different teams.
Wow.
So good for him.
Yeah. That's cool. Well, for tonight, how did I meet him? Just sitting in a bar.
Yeah.
I was a pool player. I was a very fantastic pool player. A matter of fact, I was called one of the best on the East Coast for a while and one of the best female players on the West Coast for a while. But I played pool back in the day where women weren't in the sport, so I used to have to get guards to walk me in and out of tournaments because people would get pissed off when I beat them. But, no, I was very good, and I was playing pool with them one day.
I just pulled my pool cues out of the closet.
Really?
I gave all mine to my
daughter, who my daughter now has picked up the sport and is a very good pool player. She plays nine ball. She plays tournaments, and her team continuously wins first place, and she continuously wins trophies on her own. Yeah, she's awesome nine ball player. I don't know if she can beat old mom in nine ball, but
nothing more sexy than a woman that beat me at pool.
Really?
There was a couple. It was a couple really good female eight ball players when I was managing the leagues in Fair Oaks.
Right on. Go ahead.
No, I swallowed something. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I really appreciate women pool players today because we came through a very difficult it was so prejudiced back then. I used to get threatened and chased and I got beaten up once and money taken back from me. I almost got my ass kicked.
I went into a bar I don't normally go into. This is years ago. And they had one pool table. There was two of them. There's two pool tables. And I got on, and then these guys were betting. I wasn't betting anybody. I don't bet. I don't play for money. But the guys watching the games were betting, okay? So, and I was basically keeping the table. So they were betting betting on me or against me. And this one guy, he showed up, and I just I lost it. And they had bitten a lot of money, so they thought I was with this other guy. Went in and cleaned up. I lost the game. The other guy said, I'll give you this, this much. I'm just shaking my head. Go, that's stupid. Don't do that, man. And then they thought.
The old flim-flam play.
Yeah. The second guy walks in and says, I don't know what's going on. Oh, sure, I'll give you $100. Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't I felt really uneasy. I never went back in there. I go, Jesus Christ, man. I don't know the dude. But. Would have been a scam for sure. You know how it is. Sometimes you just lose that leave. You know, I can't leave anything right now. And it was a bar table,
right.
So you didn't have any live cushions at all to play on. But,
right. Yeah, I had an antique Brunswick Balky table where the rails could pop off, and it had an extra set of rails where you could close off the pockets and play snooker. It was a really good table. Yeah, it was beautiful. It was made out of tiger oak, which is extremely rare. It had soft leather pockets. It was just a beautiful, beautiful piece.
Yeah, my dad.
I don't know what happened to it. I gave it to my dad. And.
Yeah, my dad built a big pool room extension on his house, and he put a pool table
cool.
in it and had it, custom-made setup. One thing he always wanted to have, and
I was the
I was the only one that played, and played every day as long as I was there. And then when I went back to take care of my mother, I played several hours a day.
Wow. Yeah, I used to play like 10 hours a day every day. There wasn't a day that went by that I wasn't on the pool table. And I was so good.
I had my roommate come home and park behind me and then fall asleep in his room with his door locked. I couldn't wake his ass up, so I had to walk to the pool tournament, the tavern. And, I had a pool case. I'm walking down. Somebody called in to the cops that somebody had a shotgun walking down the road. So I'm behind this Dairy Queen where this girl said, "Hey, come check this out," and showed me something that it was dumped, a piece of furniture that was dumped there. We get there, two sheriffs and a helicopter just swarm over the top of us and guns pulled. And man, what are you doing? What are you doing? I thought, no, that was me, and I was had a pool case. That happened twice to me. Do not carry a pool case.
Wow.
Idiot people.
Yeah, the good old days, eh?
That was about 10 years ago, the last time. Before that, it was about 12, so within 2 years, it happened to me twice.
Wow. Well, how about we start off with some poetry from Titus?
Yeah.
I hear he brought something beautiful. Are you ready?
No. Give me a minute.
It should be up there.
I had to find the page.
Yeah, his Titus, his link is on the...
Yep, I got it.
Okay. Let me get his. Okay.
There is nothing more inviting it would appear, no matter how I've tried. Fitting in would enable me to hide from anyone who makes up their minds to detest me for my very presence. Find, although may that be their blindness, a mindless few who cannot show kindness. Why it was their hate for me would reveal something they cannot, and that is to feel. There are vibes I know if being unliked for no apparent reason, having psyched out the devil for all I know, to ask why some bad person could more or less try not to hate another, reasons giving none. Nothing I can do, then nothing can be done, for the want of asking, passing by, although there's nothing more inviting than hello.
Wow. Beautiful, Titus. It's unusually short for something Titus writes. So it's like the minute I get into it, I want more. But this piece is stunning, very intricate, and has beautiful melancholy sound to it. And his reading of this was so enchanting, as always. My lovely friend, your readings are very enchanting. And together it made for a strong and deeply felt piece that kind of plucked at my heartstrings, resonating with your artistic rhyme scheme. It made this piece so profound. I really love this piece, Titus. I wish there was more to it, but it was beautiful the way it was, and I want to thank you for sharing it with us tonight. I always appreciate when you send a piece over. They're always so beautiful. Thank you, Titus. Patter, what did you think?
Yeah, I think it's very clever. I think there's more to this than what we're first seeing. I think he's a little bit of personal knowledge in this, and it also goes well with the picture. Now, I'm assuming the picture was I'm wondering if the picture was the prompt, or did he define that after writing it? Everyone sees who you appear to be. If you see what you truly are, that must be the. Oh no! This was sweet. This was that the other night. So he's got the quote, the number, and the picture. Maybe not.
Yeah, it's just
There's more to this than what we're reading. He's very good at hiding this, what he means.
Right.
Well, you know, and I should say that very cautiously because, you know, he's able to put himself in any position that probably is unfamiliar to him and still write something like this. So, nice job, Titus.
Right, and his rhyme scheme in this was, like, awesome. He didn't miss a beat.
Yeah. Touches that long line rhyme.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I wish there was more people here to comment, but you know what?
It is what it is. Well, people get busy. Right after the
Pam
holidays,
Ray,
it's...
Pam Ray said, wonderful rhyme and flow. An excellent write on the importance of a simple act of kindness. Very well done. And Gray Eyes Smith says, a deeply insightful and thought-provoking poem. Amazing. Sapphire Rose says, I listened to you read this poem and I was overwhelmed with emotion. Your words struck a chord with me. That is the essence of poetry, my friend. This hit close to home. I will be putting this one on my lips. Inspiring. And Sapphire wrote, oh, she just commented back.
You're reading
his comments. Yeah, I'm reading his comments.
Okay.
Get a little meat in here. Nice commenting. Did you bring a picture?
I like that
or
picture.
Do you want to wait till more people? Yeah, it's a great picture. I mean, it's like, it makes you kind of feel alone, you know, but at the same time, a part of.
That's a good angle he took. So of a witch, like the witch trials.
Right.
Oh, you hate me so. And you could say that now, you know, the extreme political factions that exist, they actually hate groups. Think straight when you just hate so much that you shake, you know, or foam at the mouth or whatever you. It's such a waste of energy.
Right. Okay, I'm putting up.
Oh, you asked me a question.
Angel.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, did you bring a piece in if you want to wait a little bit to read it till more people chime in?
I got to go find one. What I'm going to do is go to my list because I know where all the good ones are.
Okay.
Because
I got Heavenly Angels up, and I'm going to read it for her. Do you see that one?
Give me 1 minute. Talk. Give me another joke.
Okay. Okay, I'll give you another joke. Let me see. I got some cute ones in here. Why can't astronauts eat popsicles?
Why can't they eat popsicles? I don't know why.
because in space, no one can hear the ice cream truck.
Oh, Jesus.
That's pretty bad, huh?
Yeah, but, you know, whoever thought of that, who had to laugh, I'd probably still belly laughing about it.
Right,
yeah, pretty
right.
Funny.
Okay, let's see. Why did the physics teacher break up with the biology teacher?
Why the first teacher was what?
Physics teacher.
Say that one more time. You broke.
Okay, why did the physics teacher break up with the biology teacher?
Oh, physics. All right, let's see. With the biology teacher. Oh, it's going to be a clever one, I bet. I don't know. Actually, no.
Because they had no chemistry.
Oh,
okay, let's see. What kind of bird always forgets the words to songs?
The mime or bird?
A hummingbird.
Oh.
But that was a pretty good one. I'll give you half credit for that. Oh, here's a good one. What did Jay-Z call his wife before they got married?
What did Jay-Z call his wife? Dizzy Pop. I don't know.
Fiance. For Beyonce.
Oh, shit. You're right. Okay. I thought it was okay. It was more talking about a Kardashian. I didn't know he was married.
Oh, right, right. Who designed King Arthur's round table?
What's that? Say it one more time.
Who designed King Arthur's round table?
Who's behind?
No, who designed King Arthur's round table?
Well, he was round. The wheel maker.
Circumference.
Yeah. Sure did.
Yep.
That's funny.
Okay. Are we getting close?
Oh, yeah. I think I want to read this one. I know there's a lot to choose from, but I'll put it on the board.
Okay. In the meantime, I'm going to read Heavenly Angels. Are we ready?
Yep.
Okay, this is called An Apology Never Given by Heavenly Angel. We touched for one brief moment in time, our lives moving in different directions, landed on common ground. I didn't care for you. I avoided you like the plague until I felt threatened. Then I came out swinging. How I wish I could take it back. You weren't those nasty things I said and thought. You were someone's mother, daughter, sister, another soul journeying on the path of life called life. My jealousy and resentment uncalled for should have said, I'm sorry, forgive me, but I didn't, and now I can never speak those words to you. As you enter through heaven's archway, I hope the angel meets you. Rest in peace. End poem. Wow. This was a very deep piece.
You know,
and
they,
I have this saying that regret is the most expensive thing in the world. Once something is said and done, it can't be taken back. You can try to fix it, but it's best not to say things in the first place because regret is the most expensive thing in the world. But what an awesome poem to show that. It was written with such remorse and raw emotion. Sometimes it gets late for an apology, and then what? We have to live with regret forever. And that's just, it builds up in our hearts. And this makes it hard for us to be. But this piece is so sweetly written. It's so strong, and there's a lot of sympathy in here. But the emotional pull that it gives is greatly felt. I want to thank Heavenly Angel for sending this piece over. I appreciate you participating in my show. It's a great thing. Thank you very much, Angel. Hatter, what did you think?
Well, they've asked elderly people what their biggest regrets were. And it was never what they did, it was what they didn't do.
Right.
Well, let's admit it this way. It was rarely what they did. It was what they didn't do.
That makes sense.
She didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Good comment. Let's see. Kit Duddy says, beautifully written. Regrets that accompany every passing. We never have the time. Oh, because she got gold, well-deserved. Deborah Lee said, gripping, emotional, and very unexpected approach, impressive. This one felt real. Wow, great brevity and fantastic use of the prompt. Thank you for entering our contest series. Appreciated. Angel Wing says, I can so relate to this. Words were left unsaid when my mother died that I wish I could tell her, but in my heart, I know she knew what I felt and had to say, nicely written and deep emotions. Great. She got a lot of great comments on this. Kay says, many of us are never given an apology, forgiven, as the negativity that is held to is bigger than what they can give back. There are apologies that we'll never get because they are too stuck within. Thank you for sharing this right. At times, regret is bigger than anything when realizing too late that it could have been done better. And that pretty much is encapsulated in my belief that regret is the most expensive thing in the world. But good job, Angel. And moving on. Did you want to do your piece, Hatter?
Read mine. Yeah, I think I put it up there.
Did you put it up?
Yes, it should be up there.
Okay. Hang on a second. Let me get it. Oh, yes. Got it.
Goes like this. Oh, it's a can of 10 shades of gray. I hope I grabbed the right one. Yeah.
Title.
Goes like this. I watched a blind man painting on a blustery cold winter's day. He asked me if I had with me a can of 10 shades of gray. I heard a musician playing on a hot summer moon. Under a hot summer moon, he asked me if I had written the songs that made him blue. I saw a preacher preaching one glorious springtime dawn, rhyming words and questions, singing a biblical song. I left a poor man wishing for the dreams that never came true. This guy he kept reaching for, did you know that I loved you? I learned how to see it all differently, painted in a colored pretense, in a world of simple complexity, pretending you know what it meant.
Wow. I think this is my favorite poem of yours so far. The way you separated and encapsulated each I watched, I heard, I saw, I left was beautifully written. I saw a preacher preaching one glorious springtime dawn, rhyming words and questions, singing a biblical psalm. That is so just perfectly written, Hatter. The meaning of it is so out there. And just this whole thing, I heard a musician playing under a hot summer moon. He asked me if I had written the songs that made him bloom. How beautiful is that? Yeah, definitely my favorite poem of yours. The one you did last week, though, it runs up second. I can't remember the title of it right now, but you did it on Deb's show. This is just fantastically written. The Sinister says, I'm digging this, man. Flows right along with song choice. Rack says, you capture the idea, the point of view, perspective in, I enjoyed this very much. Beautiful words and flowing rhyme, rhythm. Pretty Bird says, Your wistful ways weigh heavy in the beauty of your words. Sky says, oh my gosh, you're yanking at my heart, Hatter. Wow. Sweet Pea says, damn, Hatter, this is stunning and beautiful. Kay says, I've learned how to see it all differently, painted in a colored pretense in a world of simple complexity, pretending you know what it meant. Let me read more. I have learned how to see a lot differently while trying to hold the simple complexity, realizing in order to do that, the silence will give what I need to keep life simple. Stephen says, very cool. Sad imagery in this, but very powerful. I like the end stanza because I'm always pretending I know what things mean. Crystal Hope says, I left a poor man wishing for the dreams that never came true. The sky he kept reaching for. Did you know that I loved you? Wow. Patter, these are just unbelievable. I love that stanza. I thought this was beautiful. Very moving, right? Me, Bella says, your emotions are so beautiful. You tried to hide them here using metaphor, but it only gave more depth to your entire piece. Loved it. Becky Friend says, you're a remarkable wordsmith, Hatter. This is a poem that sings. Glad to get to know your poetry. You made me melt, Hatter, beyond gorgeous, emotional, full of feeling. You move me every time I read you. You rock, awesome, flowing, amazing cadence. You rock. Inspired me. Z says, just beautiful, raw, honest, and spot on, as you always. You moved me. I want to hug you. Great poem. Amazing. And you said, melting babies is what I do, LOL. I'll reel it in a bit. Thank you, Boo, for comments and keeping me informed of things going on. Keep it up. Zappa says, words can be so solely revealing, lovely, amazing. Z says, this piece could easily be a song, Hatter, smooth, dreamlike, and philosophical, just a great feel to it. I hope you read this one on the radio, Deb. Hatter says, thank you so much. My background of writing started with lyrical verse. I wish I could transpose to music, maybe someday. Thanks, Stay. Case Sparrow says, beautiful rhyme to the touching piece, a poem with a message. I love you from your use of different perspectives that led to one conclusion. Nice job. Gilly 86 says, I think it's a great piece, Hatter. Nice flow, nice rhythm, nice image. Jay Hatter, I wish I was told that the title would take away something. I refused to change it. Maybe I should have. Gilly 86, nah, if you'd like the title, then keep it. Never let anyone tell you how your work should be. And you said, yeah, I just added to a little to the title, but don't think it's going to change anything. That movie came out the week after I posted this. Timing is everything. And Gilly 86
yeah.
said, saw the movie, LOL, do you want to do it is my way of looking at art. What movie, Hatter?
50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'm getting it now.
I posted this, and then a week and a half later or 2 weeks later, that movie came out.
Oh, wow.
Even wow. Kevin, you go down one more comment, even Kevin mentions it.
Okay. Ice Bats is amazing, dark, but so beautiful. The lines make a story and make me think of the people you describe. Silk says, this was an amazingly beautiful poem, Hatter. Loved it. Deborah says, this is awesome, Hatter. Love the rhythm and rhyme. Great write. Loved hearing you read it. And you said, thanks, Deb. Kevin says, great. Which coming from, yeah, Kevin liked it. The word choice and flow are great. X Shades of Grey is unfortunately a bit taken of a phrase, ATM. I'm afraid you're going to
at the
get lots
at the moment. At the moment.
At the moment. Oh, I see. Bit taken of a phrase at the moment. I'm afraid you're going to get lots of readers expecting something a bit more racy. It'll change the title. If I change the title, I guess it would be the first line. I watched a blind man painting. See, yeah, don't change it. Unfortunately, it was the line I built the whole poem around. This was written before my knowledge of any book or movie. It is wonderful to know how many shades of Ken Gray can create. This piece was deep. I loved the way the message was delivered. The first few lines immediately made a good sense, lovely write. Diana Force inspired. Damn, I loved it, and the meaning it gave to my mind. Thank you, Diana.
Hey, Linda,
song
there, of mine. There's pages of comments. I was sort of joking. You don't have to read them.
Oh, okay.
This is
well,
one that
we'll
got a lot
cut
of
it there. I wouldn't change
it. I remember writing this. I mean, this has got to be 7-8 years ago. How long ago did I write this? But I remember it was a fun write.
2014.
I don't think I wrote it.
This is 2014 March. If I'm looking at the right.
Oh yeah. What do you hold? You hold something over. Is it the title? You hold over to get the. Oh yeah, there it is. March 2014. Okay. Yeah, that was a while ago.
Yeah. Yeah, beautifully written, Hatter.
Thank you.
Going to put it on one of my lists.
All right.
That makes five.
My favorite.
Yeah. I'm looking for it here. Oh, shit.
Boy, where is everybody tonight?
I don't know. Deb says she's sorry she can't make it because circumstance. She's not feeling well.
At least 12 people.
I don't know. Everybody's taking a break. Because Stephen and I don't think even Stephen Kay had a show tonight.
Let's do.
Everybody needs a break. It happens.
Joe, let's go ahead and do Soul SoundCloud.
I'll get back in there.
There's her link. Let me go back to the studio. And I'm going to start Soul.
Home of the Shooting Star, a story by Laughing Soul. I saw her burn the oil lamp for light as I strolled past by on my walk that night. A little playful boy by her side who questioned her, why does God not gift us a star for our hut when he has so many lit up there twinkling bright? She looked at him and smiled, but she knew she couldn't get away not answering him. He looked at her with brooding hazel eyes. Seemed he was waiting for her something magical to say. I couldn't curtail my curiosity as I watched this innocent play. My feet seemed fixed to the ground as I wondered how would she satiate his naive query. I stood there beside the banyan tree without making any noise, for in no means did I want to miss this beautiful story. She lifted her bundle of joy and came out a little in the open. Just then a shooting star illuminated the cobalt sky, and the little boy started clapping and shouting gleefully, "See, Ma, God has sent us a star." She immediately reciprocated in the same tone of excitement and told him, "Yes, son, let's go find it." She walked towards the bushes behind and picked up a firefly. They took it home in her sari and she left it loose in the hut. The boy was dancing joyfully and then he asked, "When will this tiny star grow big?" She took him closer to the mirror and inclined the hanging lamp a little to reflect the light. She told her boy to see his eyes in the mirror, and seeing them sparkling like the firefly, he was over the top. I heard him ask, "Ma, how come there are stars in my eyes?" And that's when she sang him this lullaby. Riches we have none, my son, but we do have dreams. And just like those stars above, in our eyes they gleam. A lamp I shall burn, my son, every night for thee, till you've grown into a man and your stars shine brighter than moonbeams. With this, she put him to sleep with a dream tucked away in the pillow for keep. And I, left with this warm glow within me, a home is truly lit with love, however dreary it may seem. End poem.
Wow. Soul comes up with some of the most beautiful, beautiful pieces. I mean, the heart of this is so strong and meaningful. She brought tears to my eyes, and her narrative was so enchantingly beautiful. She brought such spirit and soul to the piece with her soft and alluring voice. But what a lovely story with emotional and tender ideas woven like beautiful tapestry. I just love this. She read it a while back, just not too long ago, and I was so captivated by it. She just put such heart and soul into her work. Thank you, Soul. Thank you for sending this over. I'm glad you chose this piece because it's one of my favorite of yours. So thank you, sweetheart. Hatter, what did you think?
If this isn't a fable already, or a nursery rhyme somehow, It should be. Grabbing a firefly, a shooting star is a great idea. Just See, I'm one part of the world that does not have fireflies. I've never seen one.
Really?
I'm simple. Really? Yeah, in the Sacramento Valley on the West Coast, I looked it up. It's one of the, I look at the rest of the country and go, man, every fireflies.
Yeah, we had them in North Carolina when I lived there. It was, like, tremendous.
Yeah.
Because I'm from California, too, so, yeah, I don't remember any in California. But when I lived in North Carolina, I remember them.
Hmm.
Well, Crystal Hope says, she took him closer to the mirror and inclined the hanging lamp a little to reflect the light. She told her boy to see his eyes in the mirror, seeing them sparkling like the firefly. He was over the top. I heard him ask, Ma, how come there are stars in my eyes? This brought joy to my heart and tears to my eyes. Very lovely story. And so, remarks. And thank you so much, Tweety, for including it in your show. Stay blessed and very happy 223 to you. Tatter is putting it on a list.
On a list. I put it on a list. It means it's good.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I'm
going to
put it on my list, too. Let's see. Andrew Lawson says, very reflective and poignant work. Thank you for this gold poem. She replies, thank you so much. Echo.
How many more do we have?
Nedura.
How many more poems do we have?
We have one for SoundCloud. No, I'm sorry. Two SoundClouds left. We got two SoundClouds left, me and you, and then there's a bunch of people that were on the board.
Did I have another one? I didn't put another one. Did I?
Yeah, go ahead, put another one up. I put another one up because I put a telltale fart, but if there's not going to be anybody here to listen to it, you've heard it 1,000 times.
hate.
So, let me get her a few more. Ekem Najurak Michael says, a very lovely poem and well written. I would love your comment on my poem about paths and candles. Michael, you can find it here. Oh, then he put the link. Selena says, dear Gita, I could listen to your sweet voice all day. You have a lovely reading voice with so much expression. The poem is utterly delightful. Such a beautiful, tender story with such a beautiful message. Bravo. Thanks for sharing. Delightful is one of my favorite words. I just love it. And this is a delightful poem. Thank you, Selena.
Delightful.
So, Soul,
delightful.
You are the number one soul.
How come your name isn't Delightful Pudding? Something like that. Like quiver. Oh.
Well, let me see. Still nobody.
So how's the weather where you are?
It was a beautiful day today. It was cold, of course, but the sun was shining. The snow was sparkling like diamonds, and I love it when it's like that. And, no snow today so far. It snowed a bit yesterday. I love the sound. One of my favorite sounds is the snow falling on when it's snowing and it falls on already snow. You can hear that just real faint little patter-like sound.
Yeah.
It's a really cool sound. Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, beautiful today. I'm hoping it kind of lasts for a while. I got some appointments coming up where we got to kind of go out of town, out of Homer, a little ways. So it's always nice when the roads are clear.
We're getting slammed by the Pineapple Express down here.
Really?
One storm after another. Big time.
Wow.
Dikes are broken. The dikes were broken in southern South County. People were being evacuated out of whole towns from the rain. And we still have two or three. We don't know if it's going to hit us direct or if it's going to veer off north or south, but pretty big systems.
Right, right. Yeah. I guess I'm searching for... Oh, here we go. We have a... Well, new to me, I don't know if he's new to you. Arcana Amor, are you hip to that person, Petter?
Am I what?
Petter. Are you hip to Arcana Amor?
No, what's that?
Is a new person that came on today? A very good poet. I read through his poem tonight, and he's awesome. Okay, let me see. What did I do wrong? That's one of mine. I guess I'll go do mine. Do one of mine. I changed it up. The board now. It's called And I Die. I covet him with eyes hidden in the darkness, and desire is mine, like a berserk maniac from an asylum on visiting day. I see, I want, I desire him every inch, but he stands in my way, but she stands in my way. As my heart throbs with an anticipation of you, my desire weeps, and the tears fill my soul and drown me, and jealousy burns my gut till I want to die. My blood boils in my veins, yet I covet. I covet what I cannot have. I covet you. You see me in the corner of your eye, and you taunt me. You taunt me with every move that you make and every breath that comes from you. She holds you tight, sensing that she's not alone in her love for you. Alas, I fall apart with disheartened enthusiasm. Jealousy now turns to envy, envy which eats at my heart till nothing is left to beat, and I fall to my knees and beg. I beg, why can't you love me? And envy grips strong till my tears wash away the very essence of my soul, and I die in peace.
Word of advice.
So what did you think, Hatter?
I think absence makes the heart grow fonder. Stay away. Don't bug her. Don't crowd anybody. And most likely they'll contact you. Come back. Crowd somebody.
A,
just push
prompt.
Me. Oh, it was a prompt?
Yeah, it was I think it was Deb's, one of Deb's prompts. I didn't write it down, though. But anyway, Lady A said, stunning. This is a terrific piece. Unrequited love, just wonderful. I said, thank you so much, Lady A. It's nice to have your support. Stephen76 says, wow, a very descriptive picture of envy. Very real, very powerful. Excellent write, LD. Amazing. Gerald Green says, oh, I love it, but I think if you change move that you make to move you make and sensing that she's to sensing she's, it would be tighter. Also, can't, should be, oh, I forgot the apostrophe. But anyway, nicely written. Thanks for your input. It helped make some, it made some good points. Kay said, speaking to the prompt with a realistic air, you write, flows wonderfully in its narrative. Thank you, Kay. There is some reality in this poem, so it wasn't hard to write. For mine, Kay says, for mine, I aimed it for another show as well, as I wasn't sure how to go about mine. Beatus' sweet and realistic poem written about the reality of life. Great job. I said, thank you so much, Beta. Yes, it's true that envy can do terrible things to one's soul. And W. Poet says, may each discover the drama-free, stress-free path to their genuine, everlasting love. And I said, thank you, W. Poet. No finer words have been said. And she says, thank you, and amen. So that was that for that one. And Hatter, do you want to put another piece up?
Okay, I gotta go look real quick.
Or we can do Frank's.
Yeah, put Frank's up.
Okay, let me go grab Frank's. I do this right this time. There it is. Almost have it. There it is. Okay, and this is a SoundCloud. So, are we ready? Uh-oh. Hatter dropped. Don't leave me by myself, Hatter. Well, I guess we can go ahead and listen to Frank's SoundCloud.
My attention for the last 3 years have been repeatedly drawn to the subject of mesmerism. And about 9 months ago, it occurred to me quite suddenly that in a series of experiments made hitherto, there had been a very remarkable and most unaccountable admission. A person had as yet been mesmerized in articulo mortis till I met Mr. Valdemar. The subject that partook in my experiment was rather intellectual, but he was also a hypochondriac man, obsessed with lingering death. This was an ominous sign of a troubled man facing his dark demons in a certain heightened state of trepidation and consternation. I had decided through the mechanism, a hypnosis, to unravel the secret to the mystery that had bounded me to the patient's deplorable condition. I was willing to explore beyond the parameters of human comprehension, not knowing that these boundaries were full of an irreversible return. Steadfastly and so meticulously, I had proceeded with the hypnosis, for death was lurking behind the spooky draperies of the opaque room, but the subject had entered deeply to a powerful trance and left him asleep. For 7 whole months, till he awoke from the chasm of his phantasmagoria. He felt a pulse, halt beat, the perceptible breathing. His skin was cold and pale. His throat and tongue tried to utter words, but his taut lips and jaws were frozen within the agonizing clutch of demise. As his solid body melted away to the ashen ore of dripping liquid that had remained of Mr. Valdemar. For God's sake, quick, quick, put me to sleep. Oh, quick, waken me. Quick, I say to you that I am dead. No, no.
Bravo. Bravo. Frank, awesome, as usual. this was just too creepy, and your description of his phantasmagoric utterance at the end was simply fantastic. This piece was very well written with wonderful gripping moments to chill my spine. Awesome, Frank, and you did. You chilled my spine, especially with the last lines. Very creepy, sir. I don't know how you do it time after time, but your grip of horrific things is quite tight, and I really like it. Thanks, Frank. Hatter, what did you think?
Yeah, very, very like, very Poe-ish, the storyline. I was getting so freaked out when he was talking about the gray matter or the can't find it. But what is he puts him, I have to go back and read it at the beginning again. It says, the subject that partook in my experiment was rather intellectual, but he was also hypochondriac. I decided, so he puts him in the hypnosis, and it all comes undone, right? The guy goes into the dying mode. Is that what you got out of it?
Yeah,
pulse.
He got him at the essence, like the second of death, and hypnotized him into, I don't know, a state of phantasmagoria. That's
yeah.
What I get out of it.
Uh-huh.
Very creepy.
Yeah. Touché, Frank. This is well done.
Yeah. And his voice this time was different until the end. I mean, he usually has this real soft, creepy, almost death-like voice. And this one was more alive. And, well, he was talking from the doctor's point of view. But, yeah, really well done. I have one more SoundCloud. Let me get it up there on the board.
Who's it by?
There you go. This is by Arcana Amore.
Oh, okay. That's you who you asked me about?
Yeah, because I have not been familiar with him or his work, so I read his poem today, and it's very, very good.
Is he a rhymer?
He's got it on SoundCloud. You know, I don't think this one rhymed, but we'll hear.
Searching for a grain of comfort on beaches of pain beneath rising tides, waltzing to symphonies of echoed abandon from past years lost to faded romance. Memories keep flooding prisms of pain, kissed by the scars of bygone smiles. Each breath I take fears tomorrow. Your lips still haunt my empty tears. So is this all that love has to offer? Then freeze this heart and make me numb. Hope surrenders to aching loneliness inside dreams of being held once more, once more, once more. Where will these wings of wilderness take me? I'm calling aloud to absent angels to feel some warmth between frigid sorrow, from exiled emotions decreed forbidden. My love, so cruelly rejected, lies fallen, cast adrift on a distant, restless ocean that flows towards cascading falls, vanishing into a void of faraway wishes. Your voice ripples inside my thoughts. I hear your absence in screaming silence. My bare embrace searches your tender touch to share decayed kisses with a windswept ghost. I'm incomplete without your shadow that once held hands in kindred closeness. Perhaps you're waiting beyond the horizon, where we'll join together to dance the door.
Awesome. That was, like, outstanding. He wrote with raw emotion, touching my inner poetress heart. I'm searching for a grain of comfort on beaches of pain beneath rising tides, waltzing to symphonies of echoed abandon from past years lost to faded romance. This is so tender and emotionally heartfelt. This whole poem is filled with awesome lines and verses. The second verse here, memories keep flooding prisms of pain, kissed by the scars of bygone smiles. Each breath I take fears tomorrow. Your lips still haunt my empty tears. It's like he's yearning for a love that he cannot find, but he knows that it's there somewhere. So he wants to keep looking, but it's getting, like, too much, and it's hurting his heart. I think this was extremely well written, and I'm just very inspired and impressed by this piece. Arcana, you did a fantastic job, and I want to thank you very much for being a part of my show tonight. It means a lot, and we meet once a month the second Friday of the month. And at 10 o'clock Eastern time, so you can come and join us again. Your poetry is just awesome, so please think about it. Anyway, what did you think, Hatter?
I thought it was either missing somebody that you split apart from, or that somebody had died. Could be wrong. It's just a hurt, a sorrowful heartache you'd get from either one.
Right.
Yeah. Very deep.
Yeah.
I like the effect. I like the read that he did and the effects, the echo. Pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. This last verse is I'm incomplete without your shadow that once held hands in kindred closeness. Perhaps you're waiting beyond the horizon where we'll join together to dance the dawn. That's just beautiful. I really like this poet. I hope he decides to come back and partake some more. So let's see what else he's got down here. He's got to have some awesome. Eldon Bray says, once again, you have expressed such raw and deep emotions with poignancy and taste. Extremely well presented, right. Well written and marvelously poetic. Great. And he says, what a fabulous compliment and comment you have given me, Stephen. I can't thank you enough for your kind words, my friend. It means all the more to me, coming from whom I consider to be an accomplished poet such as your good self. Much appreciated. Blossom Writer says, the entirety of this is just sensational. I love the heartfelt emotion and the expressions of your thoughts. And he says, thank you for your wonderful review of this piece, Eva. I'm very happy you enjoyed it. Fill my eyes says, gorgeous piece, Arcana. Love those two stanzas, although this was wonderful all the way through. Your voice ripples inside my thoughts. I hear your absence in screaming silence. My bare embrace searches your tender touch to share decayed kisses with a windswept ghost. I'm incomplete without your shadow that once held hands in kindred closeness. Perhaps you're waiting beyond the horizon where we'll join together to dance the dawn. Much enjoyed. Let's see. Smiling Stocks says, perhaps she will be awaiting at the horizon with her new husband who has an axe. Be careful what you wish for. Yeah, two finalists. Very good. Very good. Rhonda says, marvelous poetry. That was an amazing poem with great lines and unique word choices. Lots of favorite words in here. Really enjoyed reading your poem. And he replies, thank you very much indeed, Rhonda. It means a lot to me. And Rhonda says, you're sincerely welcome. Ekam Majeric Michael says, very nicely written, Selena. Is it autobiographical? I had sent you a message, a wee grain of control, and then I read the first line of your poem. I'm searching for a grain of comfort. One of my favorite sayings is coincidence, a definition. A coincidence is merely God's way of remaining anonymous, Michael. Pam Race's amazing imagery and alliteration, a beautiful and haunting dark right on dreams of love that once was very well. And he has a lot of really nice comments. I think we found a new poet that you should promote.
Yeah.
He's really cool. So good. And I think that's all for our SoundClouds and our read. Let's see. Oh, I'm wondering where everybody's at.
Friday night, baby.
Huh.
It's Friday night.
Well, did you bring another piece there, Hatter?
I'll tell you what, I got something if you would read it for me.
Sure.
Can you do that?
Yes, I can do that. Okay. If you place it on the board, I would be.
Yeah, I'm running down the hall as you speak.
Okay. Let's see.
It's not too long.
What did the football coach say to the broken vending machine?
The football coach, the candy machine. I don't know.
Give me my quarterback.
Oh.
Wah, wah. Let's see, what else do I have? What kind of music do chiropractors like?
Do choir?
Chiropractors.
Say it again.
What kind of music do chiropractors like?
Oh, chiropractors like. Have to be head banging. Let's see. I don't know.
Hip hop.
Hip hop. Back cracker, you. Yeah.
Right. I like this one. What do you get when you put a vest on an alligator?
Purse? A vest on an alligator.
An investigator.
Oh, okay. Investigator. Oh, geez.
Here's a dirty joke. What's invisible and smells like carrots?
What's invisible and can still grow carrots? Diamonds?
It smells like carrots.
Oh, smells like carrots.
It smells like carrots.
Don't know.
Bunny farts.
Jesus. Did I ever tell you about the two guys arguing who the better poet was?
Uh-uh.
Two guys they're sitting in a tavern at the bar, and they start getting a little loud after several drinks, and the bartender walks down and goes, "Hey, man," he goes, "you guys had enough, getting too loud, and need to take off." He goes, "What are you guys arguing about anyway?" They said, "Well, he says he's a better poet than I am." I said, "Well, I'll tell you what, once you go home, sober up, write a poem, bring it back tomorrow, and let me be the judge." I said, "Okay, that's fine." So they start heading out the door. He goes, "Wait a minute, you got to use the word Timbuktu in it." So I said, "Okay." So the next day, the bartender's there, the door opens, both guys walks in, the first guy hands him his poem. It goes like, he reads it and says, "I went along the desert sands to gaze upon the desert lands. A caravan came into view on its way to Timbuktu." Bartender goes, "That's pretty good. You know, that'd be hard to beat." Second guy hands him home and goes, "Tim and I a hunting went, spied three maidens in a tent. They were three, we were two, I bucked one, and Tim bucked two."
I hate to tell you, that's my stepmom told me that a long time ago when I was very young.
Oh.
And I thought it was the funniest joke I ever heard. I didn't have the heart to butt in and let you know I already heard it. But well said, well said. Yeah, that's a good joke. That's one of those keeper ones. I heard it.
Yeah,
it was a little different. But the poets went to the pearly white gates. It was,
Are the poems
Longfellow
different?
No, the poems were the same.
Okay. Ooh, red lights and sirens.
Yeah, good one. Why did the fish cross the sea?
Get to the other side.
To get to the other tide. Very cute.
The other tide.
Yeah. What do sharks say when they hear something rad?
What the sharks say?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Actually, it's when something rad happens. Jossum. Jossum, man!
Jossum. Where did these come from?
What's a deer's favorite dance?
The deer?
Yeah, deer's favorite dance.
Favorite dance. Shoot, Probably play on words. The antler mash. No, I don't know what.
Do-si-do.
Yeah. guess it would be.
Okay, this next one takes your participation. Your ventriloquist puppet name is the name of your first pet and something that scared you when you were a child. Find your puppet and speak in its voice. What's his name?
Okay, say that one more time so I make sure I got it right.
Okay, your ventriloquist puppet, his name is the name of your first pet and something that scared you when you were a child. Find your puppet and speak in its voice. What's his name and speak in his voice?
Okay. Let's see, which came first? Okay. What do I say?
Say
repeat
his
the name
in his voice. Yeah.
I'm Kitty Flying Monkey.
Very good. Very good. Mine is Tammy Spiders, and they're very, very scary.
What was the first name?
Tammy. That was my name of my hamster. I got very creative when I was 5 and named my hamster Hammy.
Hammy. What else you got to call him? I mean, if you don't have, if you got one llama, there's only one name you can give it. Dolly.
Oh yeah, like I have my
Dolly
crow
llama.
In active. I had 2 named Cheryl and Russell, and we used to feed them. And, you know, crows have face recognition.
Absolutely.
They know
do.
Who you are. And when you feed them, they know who you are and they come back.
They did this experiment. They did this experiment at some university where these they were studying these ravens and our crows. And they would these students walked out with one mask, kind of a mask, and fed them, and they'd come down and interact, you know, around them, and that was all cool. The next student would come out in a scary, a different mask, like a mean face mask, and would chase the crows and harass them, the ravens. And the years later, they tried the same experiment with the same. I'm sure there was different crows, but they learned by watching. The other crows, and they attacked the second guy. They flew to the first mask, and so even after generations, they knew. Well, crows can live more than 2 years, so I think that's what they did. They came back in 2 years to see if the generational, and they did. These crows attacked the second guy.
Wow, you know, we had crows at my house. And we lived on a corner that had 4 lampposts, and we had a big walnut tree in our yard, and the walnuts would fall and hit the ground. So the crows figured out that they could get the walnuts off the tree and throw them onto the ground, and they would crack open, and then they could eat the walnut out of them. It was a trip.
Oh, yeah. No, they did that. They did that in front of my folks' house, too. We first moved there. There was orchards just down the street, and you'd also we'd be playing in the street. Also, we'd something would crack next to us, and they would. We had a couple big walnut trees, but it was mainly almonds and olives growing around here. But yeah, they're pretty smart. They would drop the almond and let the cars run over the husk to open it.
Yeah.
Pretty smart.
Yeah,
when Ted Talks did their this one kid did this research on crows. They went up from like the ninth most intelligent to like the third most intelligent animal.
Wow!
What they were.
I heard that the octopus was the most intelligent creature. The cuttlefish. I'm sorry, the cuttlefish.
No, they're the same. They're basically the same family of same family
right.
of genus. But
right.
But they say that humans have 25 genomes in the DNA. Is that right? 25, and the
right.
octopus has double that, and that's usually how intelligent or sophisticated or that you're the light you are, I guess, because we have the most in the animal world until they started studying the octopus, and they said that they've got double. And I think I'm saying that right, the genomes.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, there's so different.
I found another
okay.
poet that we had here that needs a reader. Do you want to read Lockdown Larks, or would you like me to read it?
I have trouble seeing, and I was lucky to read mine.
Oh, okay. Well, let's do Larks, and then you get yours up on the board, and we'll do yours. This is called Passing by Lockdown Larks. Traveling home, singing a song, going back to my roots, feeling like I need to belong, gotta lose those cowboy boots. Then I see if I'm passing by, so I think, oh, what the hell, and say, hello, do you want to fly? Ride me for a spell. It was near Rainbow Wood by Shimmering Lake. She said she thought she would. No love then, no heartache. Holding hands and walking, we bared our souls in waters blue. And after we did some talking, somehow I thought I knew. Do you want a tequila kiss? Do you want to walk? We walked to the beach bar. She could hit my little miss and seize off a whiskey jar. As we viewed the night sky, she agrees to travel on with me. But next morning, by and by, I wait, but there is no she. Traveling home with a sad song, going back to my roots, feeling more like I need to belong, gonna lose those cowboy boots. That was so cute. I wrote, this was very tender and sweet, Larks, with a great little story and a second of almost love, which I've had several of those in my day, and so thanks for the memory. But yeah, it's those moments where two ships that pass in a night is the way to explain this poem, and he did a very good job. Very, very cute. I liked it a lot, Lars. What did you think, Hatter?
I think that he does well describing the whole image. You know, the Rainbow Wood. In particularly, going back to my roots, I noticed the first and the last stanzas, the second line and the fourth line are, well, no, it's not kind of this. My point is the way I write, my second line and fourth line are usually shorter than the first line. He alternates his, and it doesn't make, it's not a trip, doesn't make you trip at all. that I've noticed it's just a style. Holding hands and walking, we bared our souls in waters blue. It's an extra couple beats. There's nothing wrong with that. And after we did some talking, somehow I thought I knew. I think he writes just like I do. Whatever tickles the feather in your ear, whatever seems smooth, whatever, it doesn't matter about syllable counts in this, as long as it reads right.
Right.
And this does.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, well done, Mark. Did you find your poem yet, Tanner?
Yeah. I mean, I grabbed the wrong one there. I posted one, but it's the wrong one. Okay. And 20 minutes left. Something funny that I can recognize. Okay, I'm going to read this one. This one ended up being number one. If you were to go to my page and hit auto rank, this would come up one or two. It was number one for a long time, and I don't know why. Maybe you could tell me, post it real quick. Okay, there it goes. It's called Riding Mountain Cucumbers.
And
it goes like this. Atop caramel camels shooting virgin beavers, riding mountain cucumbers sliced with waxen cleavers, coconut trees and cloven fields, coral reefs and copper shields, burning iceberg, wishing wells, watching flaming paper shells, gunmetal jackets and popsicle guns, pumpkin head trophies practicing puns, rusted tumbleweeds across strawberry flats, whiskey-filled melons that they wore on their hats. They wore as hats. I don't have a hard time seeing. Honeydew novels with dandelion covers, champagne-drunk lobsters or backdoor lovers. Bees are better with a buzz, and silly is as silly does. I do not know how to end this now. I did not think ahead. Sometimes you'll find that it's all in your mind. Did you hear what it was I said? Can you read my own stuff?
Delightful. Well,
can you?
That was awesome, Hatter. I love your alliteration. Very nicely done. And your ideas in this are abstract and beautifully written.
Deb kept bugging me about using the word bank.
Yeah.
So this is a word bank.
Well, you did really well. I love the ending. I don't know how to end this now. I do not think ahead. Sometimes you'll find it's all in your mind. Did you hear what I just said? Did you hear what it was I said? Yeah. Very cool.
Thank you.
That's
a
really cool little poem. Riding Mountain Cucumbers. Nice title.
You know, I was torn between what to call it. I mean, they're going through the lines, going, well, what would be the good line? I go, well, this one's going to make people read.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like an up feeling. I don't know, it's kind of got a jolly feel to it. And I think you did this proud. Very good. Okay.
Somebody nominated it for a front page. Can you do that?
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah, I think it was Deb, probably. Because you're just being kind.
Oh, this is going to give me a pain in the butt. I'm going to grab another poem. Unless you want to hear a telltale fart again.
What's the rating on this show?
What's the what?
Is it PG? Do you know what? Probably is. That's what
I'm not sure. There's no like sex or anything. There's no R.
Yeah, we try to keep it G for everybody because we do have some minors. Part of our group, and so we try to keep it clean. But once in a while, if you have a specific topic that could get that way, you can change the rating from G to PG.
Yeah, why do you think a telltale fart is not a G rating?
Of course it is. Of course it is. I was asking from me.
I was thinking you were thinking. So here we go. Let me see what I come up with here.
Oh, you know what? Today, which is the January 6th of the year of our Lord 2023. It's National Cuddle Up Day.
Oh.
And National Bean Day, as in jumping or green bean day. National Technology Day. And National Shortbread Day. Now I always read these on my show. And it's on the day's already over, so let's see what tomorrow is. Tomorrow is National Bobblehead Day. National Play Outside Day. The first Saturday, whatever that means. National Tempura Day. Deep fry something. And that's it. See what's coming up this month. There's certain days you just got to know about.
See if I can pull something up real quick.
Friday the 13th. We have a Friday the 13th, own birthday.
Here's a little poem I wrote for beans. I ate some beans last night and oh boy do I wish that maybe I should have picked another tasty dish. They sat around inside me and filled me full of gas. I slept away from everyone when I had to pass. But beans, they are a special dish. They're awesome for your heart. I just wish they didn't always make me want to fart. In poem. I don't know why I wrote that.
were you at the show last night? Were you able to call in?
No. I would have liked to have made it. You mean week show?
You let me read you what I wrote for their birthday.
Okay.
Get back to her. Boom, down. Now that was freaking quick. It's called I Tried to Teach My Pretty Bird.
Aww.
Tell me when you got it.
I got it.
Okay. I tried to teach my pretty bird how to call me sweet pea. She just sat upon her little perch staring back at me. I tried and tried and tried again until I turned three shades of red. I think I made her really mad because this is what she said. Cock-a-doodle frickin' do. Is that okay with you, or do you need to read my lips? Then my pretty bird didn't say another word when he showed me his chicken bits, because it's a rooster. And you named him Pretty Bird.
Right. My rooster's name was Fry, but it was a hermaphrodite. It was a rooster that laid eggs.
Isn't that a gorgeous rooster, though? That was my pencil lace.
Yeah.
That was Caesar. The frizzled pencil lace Cochin rooster.
Very nice. That was a good poem. Very cute. I bet she loved it.
Yeah, they both did. They both laughed. It was sweet pea. Got them.
Cool.
Yeah, they said they did. They laughed. It was fun to write.
Let's see. I put up another one. I thought there'd be more people here, though.
We've got about 10 minutes. Okay, let me get back over here.
Yeah, you know what? Let me take this time to thank you, Hatter, number one, for sticking with me this whole show. I really appreciate it. And I love listening to your poetry as well. Thank you very much. And I want to thank Titus and Laughing Soul and Frank and Arcana Amor for your lovely SoundClouds. Just awesome stuff. And Angel and Lark for your poems that you sent over. I really appreciate it. But thank you guys for participating in my show, and I hope that brings in your new year quite well. And
Deborah, call me.
Yeah, we miss you, Deb. Sorry you couldn't make it. I have a poem. Well, we'll read them next time. But I have.
You got any more jokes? Any more jokes? Oh, okay.
I got to pull them up. I don't think I have any more jokes. Your mama
said
the star Jupiter is thinking about orbiting her.
What'd you say?
Oh, where do tiny ninjas live?
Tiny ninjas. I don't know.
Inside ninja bread houses.
Ninja bread.
Why do fish live in salt water?
Why do what is in salt water?
Why do fish live in salt water?
Something about spicing it up. I don't know.
Because pepper makes them sneeze.
I knew it was going to be a pepper joke.
And that's it. I'm out of jokes for today. That's all I could do for today. But since I got this poem up, I fear it. I might as well read it. It's called Fairy Love. If you've pondered on a night that moon is full and pink so bright, it's pink because the moon above is filling fairy hearts with love. A fairy's love comes shining through reflecting moonbeams just for you. And in their realm, the fairies are making love behind the stars. They hold on to each other tight, keeping sure their love ignites. With their flames of love's embrace, they gently kiss each other's face. Their passions do enchant the night and fill the hearts with pure delight. Then morning comes and fairies dream are all but done, and so they beam with love and joy to light the earth, as in 4 months babes will birth. Then fairy fawns will be here for all the realm to see. So on the nights that pinks the moon, fairy fawns will be here soon. In poem. Remember that.
You got a certain style.
I wrote that for the pink moon that we had a while back in 2020.
Hmm.
I think that's it. Is it 2020? Yeah, April of 2020.
Can't believe it. 3 years ago, or 2 years. 2 full years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember when I first got here at All Poetry, I remember seeing people that have been members for, you know, 17 years. And, oh, man. That's dedication, you know. Now I are one, you know.
How long have you been here?
It's like, I think I just had my ninth anniversary.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I'm going on 3 years.
That's got to be more than nine. It's got to be like my two. That'd be more than
I started right before we came up here, I think. Was it right before I came up here? Yeah, because I've had my show on the Coast Nostra for 2 years, and I fell and broke my foot the day I started my show. Well, I didn't start the show because I broke my foot, but it would have been.
Let's see. There's an easy way of figuring it out. Okay, I got 58 pages. Go to the first one I ever heard. In December, that was Christmas Eve 2013. So 9 years. Or, yeah.
Yeah. I got, where'd it go? Huh. I got so many books on my desk to read from. And I would like to add this as we leave. I walk tall in 2023, for I am a child of God. This child brings with her the treasures and patience of 2022. Thank you, Father God, for the lessons I have learned in 2022, and thank you for making me strong and able to deal with life even when it gets rough. I also thank you for your love, undying, and forever. You taught me well in 2022 and sturdied my faith in you. I leave 2022 with a renewed sense of God and self. In poem.
That was yours? It was yours.
Yeah.
Oh.
We got 4 minutes left.
Thank
right
you.
On.
You want to play a song?
Yeah, you did it. Sure.
Okay. First good one I come across. Besides Christmas, or a lot of Christmas, Deborah goes, they have loaded some Christmas. Okay.
Anything in particular?
Got any Carole King?
I'm sorry?
Got any Carole King?
I can look. I don't think we do, but I could be wrong.
That's okay. I know you got Beatles.
Yeah. We got Beatles, yeah.
James
Bee Gees, got some Bee Gees. Billy Joe Royal, Cherry Hill Park. Or Billy Joel, State of Mind. Piano Man.
Did you go to audio clips for the music?
What's that?
Do you go to audio clips for the music on the side of the studio?
No, I don't.
No. Because there's...
Chris?
Here, I got one. Ready?
Okay, got it. Yeah.
I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy, yeah. I'm high, but I'm grounded. I'm sane, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm lost, but I'm hopeful, baby. And what it all comes down to is that every man's gotta be fine, fine, fine. 'Cause I've got one hand in my pocket and the other one's giving a high five. I feel drunk, but I'm sober.
Who's that?
That was Alanis Morissette doing a song I haven't heard forever. And I really like that song. It kind of is a song of hope and renewed faith. And but anyway.
Isn't she Canadian?
Yeah. Yeah, I believe so. I believe so. All right, Hatter. Thank you so much again for hanging out.
Unmuted. I muted myself.
Uh-oh.
I'm good. I'm much better now.
You make a good sidekick.
All right.
All right. I guess our show is over. With that, I will say adieu.
Like Deborah says, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Right. Oh, before I go, I'd like to mention my next show next month, second Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern, 6 Alaska time. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.